Korea talks peace, but is it real? Doctors are needed in Cameroon, and Egypt now has its own live music television show. Find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In an historic New Year's address, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un told the nation he planned to tackle the economy, improve relations with South Korea, and more. The Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says the usual venomous rhetoric was missing from the address, but can he be believed?
Talk is cheap. We will wait and see what the actions are that come behind the words and really show that the North Korean government is serious about doing things differently in the future.
Still, nobody thought Burma would change either. VOM will continue to support the persecuted church through radio and gospel balloons. So far, being a Christian in North Korea is still deadly. But you can help. Aside from giving,
we need to pray for the Christians in both countries, and I think particularly of the Christians in North Korea. We know they suffer greatly because of their faith, and so it's important that whatever direction things go at the governmental level, that we pray for our brothers and sisters who live in North Korea.
Next, while adoptions in Russia are over for American families, ministry isn't. MNN's Greg Yoder got personally involved in Russian Ministry's Gift of Hope program.
Well, my daughter Anastasia, who's from Irkutsk, Russia, heard Russian Ministries was sending Christmas gifts to her former city. She wanted to raise enough money to send Christmas gifts to her entire orphanage, which was not on the radar. Now, pastor of the Irkutsk Bible Church, Vladimir Zuyev, who distributed the gifts, says they have even more plans now.
We would like to start a new church in the same district where orphanage number one is located. Nastya is from that orphanage. We just got this vision when we were preparing for this marathon.
Anastasia also created a video greeting orphanage workers, which was key.
Where she is saying that I have desire together with the Irkutsk Bible Church to bring the gifts for the Christmas. That created a good atmosphere and somehow connected.
Doors are now wide open for the church. Proud Dad reporting for Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Surgeons in developing nations are few and far between. 1.5 million health workers are needed in Africa alone, where doctors with little or no surgical training operate on patients. Evangelical Free Church of America's Reach Global is combating the problem. One of their surgeons is helping doctors get the skills they need. EFCA also uses medical ministry as a chance to tell people about Jesus. Pray that the gospel would spread through this program. Next, you think Christmas gifts had a hefty price tag on them? Well, try coming up with $2 million to bring the gift of God's Word to remote tribes in Papua New Guinea. Wycliffe Associates is translating and delivering Bibles to areas that often can only be reached by plane. They need one more plane to finish the fleet. Bruce Smith, president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, says they have some of the money but need more funds by January 31st.
We have a challenge gift in the amount of $42,000. That will match gifts that are coming in during this month.
A lot of people are waiting on this last plane.
There's over 800 unique languages. Bible translation is currently in progress in almost 200 of those languages, but still 300 have been identified that need translation to begin.
You can play a part in this.
Pray that God's provision will come from any direction. Pray that He might guide and direct them in their own stewardship and just have a share in seeing God's word sped to these people that are in these remote parts of Papua New Guinea.
And the first Christian music program in Egypt is touching the hearts of those who might otherwise never enter a church. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is airing We Will Sing weekly. The program draws in a wide audience and gives them a better understanding of God's true character. Pray that through this music, many people will come to know the Lord. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in a Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, tortured for her faith yet driven to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at visionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.